SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet. Kasama ko ngayon si Mike Moran mula Sydney at buhay na buhay pa mula sa panalo o draw kagabi. Magandang umaga, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Maridel, and to all the SBS Filipino listeners out there. So, once again, it's a privilege to share my observations and analysis of these three matches. All of them very enthralling.
Siyempre, yung pinakaaabangan ng lahat ay yung unang laban. At sabi nga ni soccer's coach Bert van der Wijk, we deserve to win.
I say we did deserve to win. However, with the chances that we had, particularly in the second half, if we had better finishing, we would have won. So it was a battle of the much more improved Aussies against a determined Danish team that ended in a fair result. So the Aussies started much better than the game against France. They were well organized in the back so that they made sure they didn't commit the same mistake they did in their first match. In fact, they had the first clear attempt at goal. A header from Matthew Lecky, which resulted from a corner kick. Lecky was active all of the match. He played with determination, and for me, he was Australia's man of the match. Anyway, Denmark was able to counter effectively, making the most out of an Aussie defensive lapse, which resulted in a very clinical finish by Denmark's Eriksson, who is also their best player. So we actually went behind again, 0-1 to Denmark. But we bounced back with that pressure again. Whenever we put ourselves under pressure, we bounce back, which resulted in a penalty, which was a handball by one of the Danish defenders. This was in the 38th minute, which Mille Jedinak put away as he did against France. So it was 1-1 going into the half.
So that magic handball again.
And it was clear as well this time. So some say it might have gone either way. It was subject to the interpretation by the referee, but I think it was pretty clear handball, perhaps accidental. Denmark started the second half very strong, but after the first 10 to 15 minutes, it was all Australia, particularly in the final 20 minutes. The action was pulsating. We had very many crosses coming in. The young player was introduced in the second half. He was a revelation. Unfortunately, with all of those crosses and the attacks, we just didn't have the finishing to put it in. The two teams battled very hard and for the whole second half. And again, the outstanding performances came from Lecky and Aaron Moy had a very good match in midfield, as well as Aziz Behic in the fullbacks. So it was a fair result, and we're in, as Jedinak said, with a sniff. There was a question from some of us, including SBS Craig Foster, about some of the substitutions, perhaps. If Tim Cahill came in, he would have put in one of those many crosses that came in, particularly in the last 20 minutes.
But, we haven't seen Tim Cahill play yet.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't come in.
Are we saving him for the next match, you think?
Possibly. I think there's a chance after this one, hopefully. The French can put away the Danish, and obviously we've got to beat Peru. But it was heartbreaking for Peru because they had fantastic support. They played well. It was their first you know, World Cup after 36 years. If you watch the game in the stadium, there were 40,000 apparently Peruvians who came to Russia for that match. So it seemed like you were in Lima rather than in Russia. But a very good match, and France is really coming into its stride, and we realized why they are really one of the top teams in the world. That was the match where France showed why they are one of the best teams in the world. They had a much better performance, and as I said, it was a heartbreak for Peru. After 36 years, the result was 1-0 in favor of France, and this was just as entertaining as the first, and it was end to end action. The Peruvians didn't give up attacking; they had fantastic support from their crowd. In fact, the first attempt came from Peru in the 31st minute, where the French goalkeeper Hugo Lloris was forced to save from a Guerrero attack, which was really the result of a lot of pressure exerted by Peru. The second half was just as lively. The French started to apply pressure from the start, but Peru always looked dangerous. And as I said, they didn't give up their attack, and the Peruvian goalkeeper was under intense pressure, but he performed very well, and Peru missed a few chances in the second half. In fact, in the second in the half there were 26 attempts, I think the commentator announced. Anyway, France came out deserved winners 1-0. In their favor, but as I said, you have to feel for Peru after 36 years, and France, they delivered and they deserve the win.
And Croatia is next.
Oh yes,
on to the round of 16.
This was the most out of the three. This was the most interesting match. Unfortunately for Argentina, but it did show how good Croatia are. So the game started off with a very high paced match between the two teams, which ended in a 0-0 first half. Both teams had a good share of attack, and there were two clear-cut opportunities for each of the teams. It was end-to-end stuff attacking. In the second half, the Argentinians had the first attempt with Aguero just spinning around, but he actually missed the shot. So he muffed it, but the goalkeeper was able to get it. And then in the early in the second half, Rebic, one of the forwards of Croatia, he took advantage of a defensive blunder by the Argentinian goalkeeper Caballero. Now, this was the second time that he took a risk in the penalty area with some of the play that he had with the Croatian forwards close by. So he pushed. He had this defensive blunder, which went straight into the French forward's legs, and he just pushed it in for a 1-0 lead. And then the whole match started to change. Argentina had a few substitutions. The Croatian confidence was growing, and after some pretty intense pressure, the Croatians were able to score in a second goal. There were a few attempts by Argentina in the second half, but they were all muffed out, or they were saved. The action also was pulsating, and toward the end of the match, in the 84th minute. Argentina, while they were pressing hard for the last 15 minutes, on the counter, there was the second goal of Croatia was a strike just outside the penalty area by Luka Modric, who for me was the man of the match. It was a fitting way to put Argentina away. It was a fabulous strike, which is worth seeing again. So that put them ahead 2-0, and by then it was all over. Argentina started to panic. They were committing a few fouls, and sure enough, because of that pressure that the Croatians were putting on them, they had another defensive blunder, which allowed for what I would say would be a catastrophic goal from the Croatians, which was put away by Rakitic for a 3-0 final score. So this is really a tragedy for Argentina. It's their biggest loss in the group stages of a World Cup in 60 years, and Croatia make their way through the final 16 for the first time since 1998. So the Croatians, in all fairness, they played a superb match, and definitely deserved winners.
It's been a busy night.
Yeah, it was one of those busy nights. But with these kind of games, they kept me awake.
So hanggang sa susunod, maraming salamat, Mike Moran.
Okay, thank you very much, Marida.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.